as the king sat in his robe, holding the globe, which he kept as a pet. Always claiming as a threat, he would alter, cause an altar falter, to keep us in check. He said he'd crush our world, the galaxy is just a speck in the corner of his far reaching, overreaching. Everlasting power, never overthrown by cowards, but the gods didn't look upon this fondly. They called him tawdry, as they observed him, they would notice while they watched, and he would spend hours holding his gold, hoping to discover other factions he could overthrow. This karmic offense incensed the mystics, plus the spirits, who had died fighting for his causes, the human losses, such a dangerous territory to tread. When you upset both the balance of the living and the dead, they wanted his head but found the violence too swift. A plan was then devised so they could set him adrift. So the gods gathered and they conceptualized the king's demise. They planned to put his palace in the skies in the form of vapor, a disappearing act caper, a wonder of the world that's inexplicable by nature. Every day a different brick in the walls evaporated. The first man to notice it was fascinated, but then his heart palpitated, panic wriggled through the kingdom. The mystics start to sing, this is what fate would bring the king. The mystics didn't live long after that. Many inhabitants had left this haunted habitat. And though the edifice was sick, the ruler wouldn't budge a lick, cause it was clear that he was clinging to his gravitas. Months passed by, and one morning he opened his eye to see no ceiling in his chambers, just a view of the sky. The walls were gone, the shades were drawn inside his mind, but now he's got no choice but to view the other side of the blinds. What he finds is a world without his reign, pure pain. The mighty ruler walking with the cane, with miles of lush hills before him and grasses their decorum. He screamed why, and the skies did ignore him. He asked once again, but the world had resigned, no signs, this time holding hands with time. With an eternity to grieve and no chance to ever leave, he got lost in the mirage of his reprieve.